Well, Genesis chapter 13, this follows straight on from the pretty shameful stuff we've read in Genesis 12 at the end of how Abraham is wealthy, and to preserve his wealth, which was measured in those days in terms of flocks and herds, he goes down into Egypt. And when he's there, he betrays his wife. He says that she's his sister, and he's quite happy, it seems, to let Pharaoh sleep with her and marry her. All to, I think, protect his own wealth and gain influence with Pharaoh. And we would rather expect that sort of shameful behaviour to be punished. And yet, instead here we read that he comes up out of Egypt and he's very rich, verse 2, in livestock, silver and gold. Just shows, and Abraham was being taught this, that material blessing is sometimes given by God to people who don't deserve it, and often those who are more spiritual and live faithful lives, as you see from the book of Job, very often don't have it. This was all, I think, trying to persuade Abraham of God's nature, of how God was going to work with him, that there was going to be blessing promised to him, but that blessing was not to be thought of as a reward for righteousness. It was pure grace. Well, Abraham was told when God first encountered him to break with his relatives, that he alone was to travel to this land that God would show him. And yet, he's very slow to obey that. He first of all leaves Ur along with his father. He does not break with his father's house as he's asked to, and then live for some time in Haran, and then his father dies, and then he does move on, but he still takes Lot with him. Lot was his relative, and he was supposed to have separated from Lot. And yet it's emphasized in Genesis 12, verse 4, Lot went with him. And again, chapter 13, verses 1 and 5, Lot went with Abraham. It's stressed twice. He was disobedient to what he had been asked to do, which was to be solely focused upon God and the hope of the promises, and to separate from his family. He didn't do this. So right at the start, Abraham is presented as a man who is weak, who is not blessed because of obedience. That's the whole theme here. And so to receive the new land and the new family that God was promising to make him and give him, he had to separate from his own land and his own family, and he doesn't do this. But we find that now they get to a point where Lot is so wealthy in terms of flocks and herds, and the land just can't cope with them. And so, really, they have to separate. So, Lot chooses, really, to separate from Abraham. All the way through, God is leading him towards obedience. God is almost trying to force through his program with Abraham. That's why it's stressed it was God who brought Abraham out of Ur, Nehemiah 9:7. And Abraham says himself, God caused me to wander from my father's house. All the way through, God comes over as the one who is trying to make Abraham be obedient. And that same desire is seen in the way God works with people today, that he is trying by all means to almost force through his program and his intentions to save us. I say almost because he's obviously not going to force someone who totally does not want to be in the kingdom to be there. And yet he does want to save us. God is not passive. God is not indifferent. He really does want to save us. And you see in how he's working with Abraham, how he also works with us. Because we walk in the steps, we're told, Paul says, of the faith of our father Abraham. And yet when you look at him, well, they were pretty faltering steps he took, and God was eager to confirm him at every point of the journey. And it's the same with God today. This is, I would say, a function of the work of the Holy Spirit. God's action in our lives, his hand of providence, his putting of ideas, not only in our minds, but in those of other people, like Lot in this case, because he wants to make the whole purpose work.